This famous kina was written by Rav Yehuda Halevi, the author of the Kuzari. And instead of sounding like a kina, it sounds more like a love song for Eretz Yisrael. In it, he expresses his longing, his dreaming for returning to this land where Hashem's presence and light can be felt everywhere. He talks about, if only I could wander among the places where Hashem was revealed to the Nevi'im. He dreams of being able to stand at the graves of our Avos and Imaos and Chevron, traveling through forests, standing on mountaintops. In a weird way, it almost describes so many of our experiences that we've been privileged to have throughout the summer, our souls having come alive from the air of this land. While it focuses on so many wonderful aspects of Eretz Yisrael, there's something implicit in the kina that's still lacking. While today we're so fortunate to be here experiencing so many wonderful parts of Eretz Yisrael, so many of the special places that we've been able to visit throughout the summer, it's so abundantly clear this morning that things are not complete. In the kina, we're going to talk about those who rejoice in the tranquility. The tranquility that Rav Yehuda Halevi, upon his finally arriving in Eretz Yisrael, was never zocha to experience. The legend goes that upon finally arriving here, he was run over by a horseman. And that tranquility that we still do not have. Where is the tranquility of hearing those sirens, being forced into shelters, not knowing when the next barrage of rockets will fly through the air? This morning we're here recognizing and taking advantage of all that Eretz Yisrael has to offer, but we stop today to daven that we should be able not just to experience Eretz Yisrael partially, but be able to experience Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim b'vinyana, in all of its glory, with safety and peace and tranquility for all of its inhabitants. Tzion halotishali l'shalom asur.